I have said that though the floor and ceiling were of iron, the walls were of wood. As I gave a last hurried glance around, I saw a thin line of yellow light between two of the boards, which broadened and broadened as a small panel was pushed backward. For an instant, I could hardly believe that here was indeed a door which led away from death. The next instant, I threw myself through and lay half-fainting upon the other side. The panel had closed again behind me, but the crash of the lamp, and a few moments afterwards, the clang of the two slabs of metal told me how narrow had been my escape. I was recalled to myself by a frantic plucking at my wrist, and I find myself lying upon the stone floor of a narrow corridor, while a woman bent over me and tugged at me with her left hand, while she held a candle in her right. It was the same good friend whose warning I had so foolishly rejected.